to the station as you speak your motherfucking mind. Brand new Jim Jones. After this, your boy 64, GQ, going in. Lighting gasoline on fire. Throwing it on your mom's clitorises. Clitorises. Keep it locked, pussy boy. It is what it is.
Chisney.
You know? Chisney.
Chisney.
Chisney. Chisney. Chisolansky.
Mm-hmm.
What's good, man? What's going on, man?
Chilling. Trying to fix this tub.
Alright.
Yeah.
What was wrong with it?
Well, you know, it's, the top part of it that locks this thing in is kind of warm.
Uh-huh.
So, it's trying to give problems, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to fix that.
Keep out there. We were going to do a technical difficulty show tonight from 11 p.m. to 1 in the morning. But I don't want to do a TD show that late because of the fact that I'll be the only one on there. Number one. Number two, TD
mm-hmm.
show ain't shit without the whole crew. You
mm-hmm.
can't, Angry Bastard, you can do that on a dolo. But TD show, you can't do by yourself. You know? So I'm going to have to schedule that when, you know, the rest of the members is, you know, prepared, they can do it. So maybe we do an early one tomorrow or so forth, whatever. You know, but, that's pretty much all that is. I'm going to play this little comedy skit right quick just to get people in the joking mood. Motherfucking Billy the Kid, the Damager, just fucking called up. Oh, pussy short boy. So,
Little man.
The nigga's just the same size as his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play this little comedy right quick. It's called Unforgivable, number 4. This is the pimped out Unforgivable. This nigga just shits on his bitch. Let's go.
Unforgivable.
Not too long ago, I was at a Christmas party with my bitch. We was having fun, eating Christmas cake and whatnot. Saw another cunt I wanted to spit to. Walked over to her and said, "What's up, you cunt? What you trying to do?" She said, "Excuse me?" I said, "Bitch, excuse me. I'm looking for some pussy and some cunt and some butthole." She said, "Well, I mean, I have a boyfriend." I said, "Bitch, no one asked that." She kind of got a little scared, a little frustrated. I said, "I'll snap your neck like a twig right now, bitch, if you sass me again." Her boyfriend, her man, walked over to the table. I'm like, "Nigga, what's the deal?" He said, "He had a Letterman jacket on. He was from high school, pissing me off." I said, "Nigga, what sport you play, you little pansy?" He said, "I'm a football player." I said, "I don't care." Took him by his wrist. Cut his wrist. Vertically. That's it. "What now, ho?" Oh, he was on the floor dying, making a scene. That nigga daddy came over and said, "What happened?" I said, "Nigga, I slit his wrist." Took his Letterman from him, put it on, left without paying. That bitch walked up to me after I got out. She was like, "What's the problem?" I was like, "I'm about to call Bovice. We about to run through on you, bitch." She said, start crying a little bit. I slapped that bitch so fast. I ain't trying to hear that. She left. My nigga Bovice came up. I was like, "Let's go smoke some weed." He said, "I really ain't got no..." I said, "Nigga, you better get me her." Of course he about it. I'm turning on my own niggas. I'm pissed off a little bit. Now you tell me, nigga. That whole thing unforgivable?
Is that whole thing unforgivable, nigga? Oh, shit. Bleed the whole fucking kid. What's good, dog?
Chilling, man. What's really good?
Ain't shit, man. I ain't gonna fight, man. This guy, He sent me a disturbing picture today, this morning. And it's like, I'm focused because I'm over here focused. I'm doing my work, and I'm handling my business. And I'm over here already thinking, like, damn, you know what I mean? I ain't got rims. Fuck it, it's cool. I'll get them someday. I ain't really got that much of a fancy car, but it's cool. Someday I'll get it. And as I'm thinking that, like, okay, you know what? I feel good about myself. Let me walk in to the store and go slave and throw sodas on the shelf like a slavey stock boy.
Yeah.
I look at my phone and I hear the doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, what's this? Somebody sent me a picture mail. I see all black 300 with some big ass rims that I couldn't even count up because I'm retarded and I don't know how to add or multiply right. So I see some big ass rims, all black, and all black tint. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what the fuck is this? So I call this nigga up. Oh, what is this? So that's my ride. Get out of the fucking shop. I wanted to throw my central trail palm across the street, hoping, praying to the Lord that a Pepsi truck ran over it.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, you know why? Because in Jersey, I'm holding shit down.
Right.
You hold shit down in Florida. Wow. Bless you.
Yeah.
So what's good, man?
You know, chilling, man. Just fed my son some McDonald's. You know what I mean? Chilling. Watch American Gangster. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to fill that thing up?
Fill it up like 60,
65. Got you beat. I spend $30 on my shit. Anyway, so let's see. That's an extra popcorn movie for me. Popcorn money.
Oh,
I fucked up. So what? So what? I fucked up. I started too. Who cares? Okay. I didn't catch it.
Shut your trap.
Nah, but, that's a nice car, though. You know what I mean? It's just on point. How much is gas down there?
Right now, you're looking at, like, $375, $380, depending on where you go.
Oh, shit, damn. This is more expensive down there than up here. Hey, Six, how much is gas in New York?
It's like $5 on the premium shit.
Oh, Lord. Are you serious?
Yeah, shit's going up, Dougie.
Get the fuck out of here. Damn. That's just some bullshit. What are we scratching the crack of my ass? Damn, I need to take a shower.
Ass crack, scratch.
Yeah, there you go. Scratch, ass crack. Yeah. Nah, but this guy's telling me that, the rims down there is cheap because everybody down there has rims. If you don't have 23s or 22s and up, you're nothing.
They got the classic that's getting ready to pop off in November, where everybody from Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Mississippi, all come through for the classic weekend football game, and then afterwards, you know, they bring the cars outside. I mean, you can go into.
You know what? I'm gonna be the smart nigga. I'm gonna start renting rims. I'll pit up. Hey, if I meet a chicken in the jump off, so you need for one night. Look, baby, I got rims. Come on, man. I mean, I'll start like a motherfucker. You see me like, damn, whose car is that? That ain't his shit. He just rented that shit. I'll go up to somebody like that, though. Let me rent your car for a day.
That's real gay.
I'll give you $30.
$30.
I'll halfway fill your tank up.
Shit.
How about this? How about you fill it up and I'll just fill the bottom up? I fill the bottom half. By the time it gets to the bottom, I'll be gone, you know?
You dig?
Yeah. Nah, but this is amazing how, like, videos, I hate videos. And it's not because it's like, I wanted rims. I still want rims, but not as much as I wanted before. But it's like videos F the world up. You fuck the world up. Why? Because these bitches, these sluts, they see 50 Cent with 10 cars and all of them have 50-inch rims on it. Now they want the average Joe to have 10 cars with 50-inch rims. Like, get the fuck out of here. Bitch, all I got is hard dick. That's all I have. That's all I can offer. I can't offer you driving around with big rims. You know, I can't, you know, have both my arms so heavy because of the ice on my wrist that I got to drag my arms on the curb. I can't do that, okay? This is me. I have a large cock, but a huge cock to me. I don't look at other people's cocks, so my cock, pause, I would think. But it could be baby. I could have a baby dick. Who cares? Let me just smash, and you can go get your 50 cents.
No homo.
No homo. I take sloppy seconds. Come on. Billy the Kid knows. Smashes them and passes them, you know?
Yeah, all day.
6'4 knows.
Many of them.
Smashes them and passes them.
Many of them.
6'4 knows. I'm ejecting shells. I'm ejecting shells right now. Hold on a second. Let me fucking see what's going on over here. It's fucking nonsense.
It's probably Clint calling.
Yeah, do that. Call the chiz or something, man. Just fucking put flame on.
I forgot about the chiz.
Yeah,
hey, Billy the Kid, the damager.
Yeah, what it do?
You got some time to get on the chiz?
The hell is that?
The chiz, the chat line.
I don't be doing no chat line thing.
Oh, Lord, here we go with the business shit. Come on, dog, just drop the business shit down for a second, man. How about for once in your life, you don't be a businessman and you be a little kid?
Now, I go in there and I'll be one of them niggas that I just want to tell everybody, just shut the fuck up.
That's all we do.
A nigga trying to holler at a girl, I'm just going to, yeah, I mean, fuck the whole shit up, so that's why I'm going to waste my time.
Hey, Six, what do we do? Listen, we have this way where we go in and say Six wants to talk to a chick. Well, 9 times out of 10, a girl doesn't want, she get paid the stupid games. So what I do is, he'd be like, yo, who's in the room? She'd be like, I don't feel like talking to nobody. Then he'd be like, yo, my way, hold on, where you from? And she'd be like, you know what, fuck you. I'd be like, yo, man, fuck both of y'all. You bird-ass bitch. And look at this crash-dummy-ass nigga, yo, Captain Save-A-Hole in the face-ass nigga.
Captain.
So then he'll come out and be like, oh, come on, dog, homeboy, get out of here with your lame ass. I'm like, fuck you bitch-ass nigga, not knowing that we on freeway.
Mm-hmm.
So the ticket's like, oh, wow, this nigga is being Captain Save-A-Hole-ass nigga. I'll ride with him, and before you know it, he has the pussy because I came in and hated. Sometimes hatred, you know, helps.
Right, you know what I mean? I listen to Starnbuck Wild, so I'm an original hater, so I mean, I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, man, how's the weather down there?
How's the weather?
Yeah.
Well, right now, it's a cool breeze at 82 degrees.
A cool breeze at 82.
Right.
And when's the best time to come down there? Because I was actually telling, see, I told Six and E that I wanted, I got 2 weeks paid vacation. The white man is letting me get 2 weeks. So with that said and done, I wanted to go to Miami because I know it gets pop and gets crazy down there.
Yeah,
but these Negroes are telling me, nah, fuck that, go to Vegas. I told them I don't gamble.
I agree 175,000% with the Vegas trip. Been to Vegas before, hated the Excalibur. Miami is overrated. Vegas is what it's been before.
Yeah. Even if I don't gamble,
it don't matter. You ain't got to gamble because ain't nobody gambling.
I have food at home. You don't have no more brownies?
Yeah, it's in the oven, but no. What did you eat for dinner?
I have food at home.
What?
Look, I'm on my radio station. I'm getting blasted by my mom. What's going on? By the way, ladies, she lives with me, okay? She's going through some things, so she lives with me, all right? I don't live here. She lives with me, okay? I'm going to get through some problems. Hey, yo, Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Your mom like Captain Morgan.
Oh, shit. Your mom's the only one I know that can sit on a 40 bottle and make it disappear.
Your mom like Bill and Ted. Great Adventure.
Okay. Expend them all.
Your mom has no kneecaps. She walks straight.
I drove a conversion van inside your mom's pussy.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
The miles ten. Oh, nothing. Stutter my ass off.
Oh, yeah, stutter. Come on, don't stutter. Don't stutter. I ran up in your mom and did jumping jacks.
Your mom did push-ups underneath my door.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so when I strike a jack.
Yeah.
So good, little nigga.
It's time for bed, little homie. Nah, you can't watch TV, little homie. It's time for bed.
Yeah, you got time for bed. You got to grow up to be just like your bum-ass father.
Yeah, grow up to be just like daddy. Mommy's going to go to bed, too. I'm putting her to bed, too.
Mm-mm. I'm putting her to bed. Then you can put her to bed.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Luce at right now? Call her.
Mm-mm. Oh, you bring her up, nigga.
Loose. What's
her
name?
Loose. I call it. Chisney. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Exactly. Oh, Lord. See, look, now everybody want to come through this bitch when the nigga only sets the show for 15 minutes. That was good, GQ.
Well, change it. Well, change it to an hour then, you jerk.
Yeah. Yo, 15 minutes, guys.
Why'd you just say, yo, it's not too late. You can still change it to an hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Change
we got to go to edit.
Until all I got to do is go to edit?
Go to edit and change the time.
I can do
an hour.
Right,
yeah. Hurry up. Before the show was over.
Oh, wait. All right, hold on.
Get on that right now.
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready to do that right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought I really fucked up.
So yeah, but you got to hurry up because what, if it gets to 10:15, it won't let you do it.
Oh, yeah? All right, so I got to go to see my profile. I'm trying to get this on camping.
Oh, by the way, 6-4 and Billy the Kid is on the phone as well.
Oh, yeah? That's what it is. 6-4. My nigga right there.
Hold on,
man. Alright, so what do I got to go to my profile? I got to go to segment? What do I got to go to?
Our segment.
Hold on.
Express the Depth. We're on the light-up session right now.
Oh, what's your session?
The light-up session is on Angry Bastard. Angry Bastard is on the light-up session.
All right.
Everybody's
trying to get
everybody's
going to be. Yeah, that's all it's
exactly.
About.
Exactly. All right. What I got to do, I'm all segments, you know, so what I got to do, go to...
Go to the upcoming shows and okay. See if it's the date of this show. Nigga told like he got a sailboat stuck in his nose.
What? You know, he ain't talking now, bitch.
Fuck out of here. Boy, that shit. Yeah, man, what the fuck's this shit at? The station's channel guides on it. Oh, there we go. Yo, does Blog Talk work mad slow for you at times?
Yeah, you gotta download Mozilla Fox.
Mozilla Firefox?
Yeah, because that's what I had to do. On Internet Explorer, it works slow as hell.
Oh, Lordy.
You found the spot?
Both.
Nah, I mean, I went to On Air and it said, you know, see the schedule of upcoming shows. But then
hey, look for the
23rd. There's no dates.
You don't see it? I go to archive. Go to archive then.
What the fuck is that?
It's underneath upcoming.
What the fuck? Hey, now who's that?
I don't know. I thought it was on your end. It's probably six.
Nah, that ain't me.
Yo, damn, Tennessee was good. Man. You got females around you at the park, son?
Hey, I'm trying to pack a bowl, bro. Hold on. give me 1 minute.
That's what it is.
You found it?
Nah, not even. I mean, I'm going to everything. I mean,
all you gotta do is it's either on upcoming or it's on archives, and you just gotta look for the date 9/23. And that's a 15-minute show.
Hey, did you change it yet? I'm back.
Nah, I'm trying, motherfucker. I'm trying to right now, yo. I'm trying to look for this damn shit, man. Look. Yeah, ain't seen none of this shit.
When you click,
archives,
when you click on archive, what's the first show that you see at the top?
I don't even see archives, man.
Oh, Lord. It's
yo,
all
right, yo.
It's A-R...
Yeah,
A-R.
I don't spell it, asshole.
Hey, now, when you go to the, you know where you see, up when you, I'm not saying, you know where you see a new segment, and then underneath that is an option for, okay, you know what, I'm going to have to fucking go to the shit myself. Silly, but, all right, now, go back to the Block Talk Radio,
upcoming
John.
Upcoming segments, all right.
You see
I'm
upcoming
not,
segments,
not,
right?
I'm not.
Now, click on that.
I got that, and I just popped up for the light-up session, so.
And do you see anything that says the 23rd?
Oh, sugar. Oh, shit. Did I get it?
All right, did you do it?
Yeah.
And right, you click.
See.
Now, you see you see today's show?
Yeah.
23rd. All right, now go to edit.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yep. It worked. Yeah. Hold on. Let me make sure. Let me look at the switchboard real quick. Make sure.
Refresh that bitch.
Oh yeah. Okay. No doubt. Switchboard.
So that's how I scheduled this show because it only gave me 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I said,
God.
Well, no,
I got 51 minutes on the clock, baby. We
what
blessed, you know what I'm saying?
How many
more
minutes?
Hey,
how many
more
minutes?
We got our 4 hour right now, God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got an hour, so we good right now, you know what I mean? I was thinking all the time, like, damn, we only got this.
How come niggas ain't calling the chiz right now? Like, I'm not understanding how come the chiz is not being called.
Because niggas is lit up and they're trying to understand and bear with me, you know what I'm saying? But, it is what it is.
Any questions directed really at the host of the, you know, the TV show, but anybody could really make the call.
Well, actually, we're on his show now. We're on Light Up Session.
Hey, explain to me what's going on tonight, because I'm not exactly sure.
Hey, you know, all day, every day, we blazing new tracks. All day, every day. New shit people ain't really heard of, you know what I mean? Still throwing back with the old school joints and shit. But, you know, to be honest with you, you know, the segment's just basically blazing new tracks, you know what I'm saying? There's new shit, you know, upcoming artists, underground artists, you know, pretty much a lot of people that don't get their love and the respect they should. But, you know, I can't find, before the show, I was just bumping all, you know, reggae, so. So I think that's going to happen. And this first mix that I got is disgusting. It's nasty. And I know y'all have heard this shit before.
Yesterday,
I played a... I got to play it first. And then afterwards, if you get it, then you know your shit. If you're not, then you ain't an original black man. Nah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my friend. Sorry. Not happening.
What?
But I actually played this track last night, Movado. It's called Last Night. Not near nobody, bro. Not near nothing. Near nothing. Motherfucker heard of that track.
Right, man.
Yeah,
this,
I was mad surprised.
This chick actually told me about Movado. She said, "Yo, Movado makes some good shit." And the only time I heard about him was when he had that song with Jigga. That's the only time
yeah,
I heard.
And what's crazy is I really didn't. I never heard of him up until you showed me that track. Until I heard that shit, I was like, "Damn, that's how he was like, yo, that's old." So I started doing my homework and started digging in the crates and shit, looking this dude up. He's actually got a lot of hot shit.
Yeah.
A lot of hot shit. A lot of shit that I've honestly heard before, but I just I had no idea who it was. But we gonna blaze into this first track. If y'all know who this is, y'all know your shit. If not, then what the fuck is y'all doing if y'all don't know this? You too, Tenneke. If you don't know this, y'all need to get up on your music, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. We in the light up session. Blaze up, you know what I mean? We back, you know what I'm saying? We got 48 minutes on the map, so we good, you know what I'm saying? Thank God GQ came through, looked out, you know what I mean? Because we was going to have a quick motherfucker show. But I'm going to blaze into this track, so y'all sit back. Jeez.
I will start up a brand new relationship. I'm gonna flex that witch, lock her off like switch. If you disrespect me, love your life, girl. Do you wanna be? Do you wanna be? Then I will start up a brand new relationship. I'm gonna flex that witch, lock her off like switch. But if you disrespect me, we'll hurt boy. And then what you think I said, I'll just keep on. You wanna rock home from me, I'll be looking sad. No, see, I'm a bad man, roll down my quarter. I just need a nice papa. No, I'm not gonna be a young girl, I call her. No more edit. Anytime the rain fall, cause in a love life you have to be comfortable. You come the king call. What? Do you want on it? Do you want on it? We got start up a brand new relationship. I'm gonna flex that way, cut her off that way. If you disrespect, make up your life trouble. Do you want on it? Do you want on it? Then I will start up a brand new relationship. I'm gonna flex that way, cut her off that way. But if you disrespect, make up your life trouble. In a one life and a hunger, your love with the young one fight and a hunger. So we have a next little boy over tongue. I'm gonna make a man up with an example. But my best things in the day I walk like a lady.
All right, people, I'm going to play a quick track. And then we're going to come back. That was just the layup session. Press the death. We had to pay my respect. Hold it down. Do what we do best. Well, that shows some love. So now we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to play a quick track. Brand new by Busta Rhymes. Patrick, wait a minute. Did I just download some new joints? Matt, I'm going to play this T.I. joint first. Then we're going to get on the chase. Let's go.
Hey, Jim. You know the old sugar daddy. They be tricking. They tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like. You like. I said you can have whatever you like. You like. Yeah, yeah. Sex on deck. Patron on ice. We can pop bottles all night. Telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Want it, you can get it, my dear. $5 million home, drop it, and I swear, yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell the mother broke joker, be quiet.
Yeah. taste so good, good, I swore you went to college. Honey, can't deposit, vacations in the tropics. Everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. And you never ever gotta go in your wallet. Long as I got rubber band back.
Of other callers.
Like already know.
Charge a thing for this service. We offer it 100% totally free.
Oh, come on, man.
But because of that, we cannot and do not pre-screen it. It is open to anyone in the world who can get here, anyone on the internet who can get here. So
now, what's seven?
It tells you there's bound to be some bad people as well as all the good people online. So with that in mind, we have three rules. Rule number one, never ever give out your phone number. Rule number two, never ever give out your name and address. Rule number three, you have to be 18. Why are those rules?
Don't you have to, like, unmute it or something?
Yo.
Yeah. You can have whatever you like. Faggot ass, son.
Fuck up, man. It's a motherfucking BWS exclusive, man. Y'all gotta wait till you know what it is, Volume 5, to get the rest of that. Let's go.
New shit. D-Block. Styles P. You ain't never heard this shit.
That's not answering.
Oh, okay, well, let them fall back then.
Uh-huh. Oh, Lord. Hold on, let me unmute SD.
Mm-hmm. Yo, where that nigga at, man? Yo, who's in this bitch? Yo, who's running the marathon right now? Who's opening potato chips?
Yo, JJ.
Yo. Yeah.
Yo, JJ Evidence.
I don't know. This, I don't know who the hell it was, but whatever.
What was the number?
It was a 763 number.
Never heard of it.
So if you want to call back, you can call back. You know, but the more you call back and not answer, the more you can do roast it.
Roast. Like
or as SD would say, the more you'll be exposed like dog nuts.
Exposed like the nuts that a dog has between the squats.
Word. But until then.
But until then, the chiz on y'all bitch ass niggas.
Yo.
Chiz on y'all faggot niggas.
Live personal the New York line, the New York CB land, that number 718-770-3111.
Angry Bastard Radio, the goat in angry shit.
So, get it together, and, you know, keep the situation proper.
Get yourself a Bible and a seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
You've got the New York
Donut. A bumpy ride, this is.
Your room number is here in the lobby. Live room
15.
Oh, come on. Don't start that shit.
2. 3. Three.
5.
This is the shit I'm talking about. They gonna start this shit. I need me to. I gotta call the fuck back.
Twat. What, do you gotta call the chiz back?
Yeah, because it is acting up again. Huh?
You want me to call it?
Yeah, you call it.
Alright.
While we wait, I want to play that Unforgivable track again. It's just hilarious.
The New York line, the New York CB land.
Not too long ago, I was at a Christmas party with my bitch. We was having fun eating Christmas cake and whatnot.
Also, you can post a photo and look at photos of other cars.
Saw another cunt I wanted to spit to. Walked over to her and said, "What's up, you cunt? What you trying to do?" She said, "Excuse me?" I said, "Bitch, excuse me. I'm looking for some pussy and some cunt and some butthole." She said, "Well, I mean, I have a boyfriend."
I said, "New York donut,
bitch. No one asked that." She kind of got a little scared, a little frustrated. I said, "I'll snap your neck like a twig right now, bitch, you sass me again."
I'm different from others. Where did Pakistani girl go?
Hold on. Who's in the room, though? Where the females?
Your mama, nigga.
My mama, what? You think so?
You don't want to do that, dog. We do not want to do that. I suggest you go apologize to that young man.
Digging down where you was born at, nigga.
Born at? I was born in between your mom's legs.
Exactly. You was digging it down.
Of course I was dicking it down. Why wouldn't I be dicking your mom down? Everybody else was.
You ain't got an answer for that, huh, dick boy?
You don't know who your dad is. It could be me. It could be the mailman. It could be the next door neighbor's dog. Exactly.
Silence of the lamb.
That's what I like to hear. That's exactly what I like to hear.
Okay.
Niggas. Shutting the fuck up and acquiescing.
This motherfucker want cocks in this, yo.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Nigga,
nah,
talk
son.
About niggas'
Let's
moms and
home.
Shit, nigga.
Let's
My whole crew ran shit. Through your mom, nigga, for $2, nigga.
Oh, sounds good.
Come on.
Sounds
you know,
good.
And I nutted in your mom, and she kissed you afterwards, nigga.
Come on, man. Listen to you, son. You sound ridiculous.
Sound foolish.
You
sound ridiculous and foolish, son. You want to get it together?
Nigga, I sound like my dick is stuck up your mom's mouth.
Not too long ago, big Christmas party.
Oh, come on, come on.
Who's having fun eating Christmas cake and whatnot?
Mm-hmm. Good, nigga. Play that.
Oh, go in? All right.
Matter of fact, hold on. There's a female in the room. Who's the female in the room, first of all? Oh, now you're going to play Hush Hush? Come on, man. Like, there's no need for the games. Like, who are you? Anyway, let's go ahead.
Not too long ago, I was at a Christmas party with my bitch. Mm-hmm. Who's having fun eating Christmas cake?
Yo, son, your mom got some loose pussy, y'all.
Saw another cunt I wanted to spit to. Walked over to her and said, "What's up, you cunt? What you trying to do?" She said, "Excuse me?" I said, "Bitch, excuse me. I'm looking for some pussy and some cunt and some butthole." She said, "Well, I mean, I have a boyfriend." I said, "Bitch, no one asked that." She kind of got a little scared, a little frustrated. I said, "I'll snap your neck like a twig right now, bitch, if you sass me again." Her boyfriend, her man, walked over to the table. I'm like, "Nigga, what's the deal?" He said, "He had a Letterman jacket on. He was from high school, pissing me off." I said, "Nigga, what sport you play, you little pansy?" He said, "I'm a football player." I said, "I don't care." Took him by his wrist. Cut him. Cut his wrist. Vertically.
Vertically.
Then I said, "What now, ho?" Oh, he was on the 49, looking at the scene. That nigga daddy came over and said, "What happened?" I said, "Nigga, I slit his wrist." Took his Letterman from him, put it on, left,
without
paying. That bitch walked up to me after I got out. She was like, "What's the problem?" I was like, "I'm about to call Bovice. We about to run through on you, bitch." She said, start crying a little bit. I slapped that bitch so fast. I ain't trying to hear that. She left. My nigga Bovice came up. I was like, "Let's go smoke some weed." He said, "I really ain't got no..." I said, "Nigga, you better get me her." Of course he about it. I'm turning on my own niggas. I'm pissed off a little bit. Now you tell me, nigga. That whole thing unforgivable?
I'm turning on my old niggas. I'm pissed off a little bit.
I'm gonna call Bovice. Crying a little bit.
What?
I wanna hear this shit.
I'm about to call Bovice. I'm about to run train you, bitch.
Bovice.
Oh, man. I would name my daughter that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm named my daughter Bovice.
That's your mom's middle name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They call your mom Richard.
They call her at work.
They call your mom Richard Head at work.
I knew you were going to say that.
There you know.
Oh, boy. The saga continues.
What time you trying to get off of work tomorrow, nigga?
Next time I spur your mom, do what?
So what time are you getting off of work?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
2:15.
All right, nigga, I'm going to try to do like a 4 to 5 show, nigga. TD.
Nigga, your mom get some good hair, y'all.
You know what, man? I don't even have anything to say to you, man.
Yeah, he's a loser. I thought you were off tomorrow.
I'm off Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right, nigga. Tomorrow, today, Tuesday.
I mean, I'm off Wednesday, Thursday.
So you coming up, nigga?
Yeah, the church.
The church, nigga. I'm coming up.
Hey, shorty. Shorty, ain't punching your face right quick.
I don't hear that, bitch. I don't play that shit.
Go smoke some weed.
Start crying a little bit.
I ain't got it. Nigga, you better give me half. Nigga, you better give me half. I'm turning on my own nose. I'm pissed off a little bit. Now you tell me, nigga, is that whole thing unforgivable? Last song of the night. This is, let's see, what is it going to be? It's either Kanye or the T-Pain joint or Busta Rhymes. Last song of the night, Kanye West, Love Lockdown, Cuba Lock, Angry Bastard Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. We're going to be doing a show for technical difficulty, monsterbeats.com/technical_difficulty_show. We'll be doing a show from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then Angry Bastard Radio, we're going to be doing the regular time, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And, I'm lying. We're going to be doing 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Angry Bastard Radio, and it's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Tune in. Thank you for listening. God bless and good night.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong. And that haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know. Never know enough till it's over, love. Till we lose control. Screaming no, 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 no. I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. See, I wanna move, but can't escape from you. So I keep it low.
Hello?
Keep a secret code so everybody else don't have to know. So keep your love. Down this road too many times before. I'm not
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And this is Angry Bastard Radio. Stay tuned. Let you speak your mind. Keep it locked. I'm out of here.